Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Lamed Daled. We are up to Sif Daled, the top line on page Kuf Ayin Vav, which is the page following 350. The Mechaber says in Sif Daled, Matzilin Miyom HaKippurim L'Shabbos. We're discussing saving food and other items, as we'll see, from a fire. So the Mechaber says you can save on Yom Kippur food for Shabbos, avalomi Shabbos liyom haKippurim, but you cannot save on Shabbos food for after Yom Kippur, and not save on Shabbos for the Yom Tov, velo l'Shabbos haba. So you can save on Yom Kippur for Shabbos, but you can't save on Shabbos for Yom Kippur, for Yom Tov, or for the next Shabbos. But on Yom Kippur, you can save food for Motzei Yom Kippur, the amount of one suda. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkaton Yud Gimel Miyom Kippurim L'Shabbos. So he said, you are allowed to save from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. To habiyom haShabbos lo yuchal lohochim. Because on Shabbos, you can't prepare. So therefore, you're allowed to save on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. Ma she'en kein mi Shabbos liyom tov, which is not the case when it comes from Shabbos to Yom Tov, you cannot save from Shabbos to Yom Tov. To hayuchal lohochim yom tov gufo. You're able to prepare on Yom Tov itself. V'chein mi Shabbos yom haKippurim, and so too from Shabbos Yom Kippur you can't save. U'kigon shechal yom haKippurim be'echad b'Shabbos. The case is doesn't happen nowadays, as we'll see. But when Yom Kippur falls on Sunday, so you cannot save from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Gam kein aser to halo ochil ad urta b'motzei Yom Kippurim, because you're not going to actually eat till the night after Yom Kippur. Ula urta litrach v'leisi, and after Yom Kippur you could burden yourself and bring food then. The afagav de lo miklo ledidon Yom Kippurim v'Shabbos smuchim ladadi. Even though, as we know nowadays, for different reasons, the Gemara discusses, we don't have Yom Kippur adjacent to Shabbos, not before, not afterwards. So, Kosova Shulchan Aruch Zeh HaSif, so why is the Mechaber discussing a Sif? It's not Nogeya. So, Zakta Mishabur, it's Nogeya. La Hashmina to teach us, Dim Yom HaKippurim Chal B'Yom Chamish, if Yom Kippur falls on Thursday, V'Odeya Shelo Yimtza Liknos Al HaShabbos V'Yom Shishi, and you know that you will not be able to buy food on Friday for Shabbos, Matzilin, then you can save food on Yom Kippur, which is Thursday, for Shabbos 2 days later, when you know you can't do any preparations on Friday. Sivkotin Yudalat Mazon Suda Echad. We said on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to save the amount of food for one Suda for Yom Kippur, but they ask Sakana because of danger. Sheyisanu Od Kishalo Yizdamin Lahem Malecho. If you have nothing to eat for Yom Kippur, you're going to have to fast further. That could be a Sakana. Umikomokom Bishabis Lo Rotsu Lahatir Mahaitam Lamotse Yom Kippurim. But still, they do not want to be matter that you're saving food on Shabbos for after Yom Kippur. The Chamira, since it's not really such a sakana, it's not really such as a concern, and Shabbos is very chamur, so therefore they allowed you to save on Yom Kippur for a suda after Yom Kippur, but they did not allow you to save on Shabbos for a suda for after Yom Kippur. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hey, Matzilin l'chola ulezaken ulera'av son kebenoni. You can save food for a sick person or an old person who eat less, or for a gluttonous person who eats more, kibbeinuni, the same amount of food that you would save for an average person. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadon Tezvav, the lo chilku chachamim bishir shalos suudos, bein l'hakel bein l'hachmir. The Chachamim made a rule that you can save in the beginning of Shabbos 3 sudas worth of food. It doesn't matter if you normally have more sudas, you have less sudas. That is the way Chazal Masakin, and they would not mechalik for anybody more chomer or more lenient. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Vav, that which we say you cannot save except 3 sudas worth of food, that is specifically if you're saving your food in 2 vessels. But whatever you're able to take out with 1 kli, you could save as much as you want, even up to 100 sudos. Vafilu peiras taliso, even if you spread out your talis, vikipil, and you folded it over, vehevi lasocho, and you placed food inside of it, vechazar vikipil vehevi lasocho mutter, even though you kept folding it and adding more food to the folds, that would be mutter. Kevan shemotzi hakol bepam echas, since you're taking it all out at one time in your talis, it's mutter like you're taking out in 1 kli. So the whole limitation of 3 sudos is only if it is in 2 kalim. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tazayim, peras taliso, v'afilu im hoya hamozum bekame kelim. Even if the food started off before you put it in your talus in various vessels, u'ma'ore osan l'socha talus shari. Even though you're pouring out the different vessels into the talus, that's still permissible. Aval haniach harbe kelim meleim tocha talus alotziam abas achas, oser kevan shem kelim mechulakim. However, to place the kelim themselves with the food in the talus, that's really not going to be allowed because they're separate kelim. But if you're using the talus as the kli, so even though it's holding the food from various kelim, that will still be mutter. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sev Zayin, mutter lahatzil klei tashmisho hatzrichim lo la'oso hayom. Besides saving food that you need to eat, you're also allowed to save the klei tashmish that you need for that day. Kigon kosos vikitonios. For example, cups or any other kinds of jugs that you need to have for that day's meals, you're allowed to save those items as well. And the Mishabu writes in Sevkadin Yozayim, kigon kosos vikitonios. V'hu adin sh'ar kelim atzirchim l'tzarel sudosav. The same thing is true about any kelim that you need for your suda. Kigon kapos v'sakinim v'kadome, like spoons and knives or anything similar. Whatever you need to eat, not only can you save 3 sudas worth of food, but you can also save the utensils that you need to eat your food with. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Ches. Now we move on to clothing. V'lovesh kol ma sheyocha lilbosh umotzi uposhet. So you can place on garments, whatever you could wear, carry it out of the house with the fire, and then take off those garments. V'chozer v'lovei shumotzi uposhet. And you can go back in, put on more garments to save more garments. So as opposed to food, where you're limited 3 sudas, when it comes to garments, whatever you can wear, you take out, take off those clothes, bring on other clothes, and keep carrying out. V'yesh mi she'omer she'eino lova shumotzi ala pamachas bilvad. There is a shita that's more machmir that says no. You cannot wear and carry the clothing outside except for one time. It's one shot. You can't keep going back in and bring out more clothing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sevkatan Yuches v'chozer v'lovish, v'hod lo sharinon ba'acholin umashkin lachzer lahotzi. That which we don't allow you to take out your food and drink and then go back and bring more is mishum dahasam chayshinon shem yishkach Shabbos v'yachabe. The whole concern with bringing out too much food is if you're so busy gathering the food, we're worried you'll forget that it's Shabbos and you're going to come to extinguish the fire. Aval hacha, but over here by the garments. Kevan shelo hitiu elo derech levisha. Since you're only allowed to carry out the garments while you are wearing them, so rami anafshe umitker. You're going to throw it on yourself, and you're going to remember. Since you have to put the clothes on, you're going to realize that it's Shabbos, and you're not allowed to put out the fire. Ve'eino chinami de lahotzi malbushin biyado ein mutter ki imashet tzarch lo laosayom kachol namashkim. Eino chinami. If you'd be carrying out the garments with your hand, like you're carrying out the food, the same way you would be limited with your food, you'd be limited with the garments. The only heter of more garments is because you're doing it derech levisha. That's a sign to yourself to remember not to put out the fire. Only then you can go back in. You're carrying the garments, then it's like food, it's not allowed. Sivkot on your test, we had the more machmir shita that says you only get one chance. V'yesh misha omer, says the mishabura, v'halocha kedea kamaisa. The locha is like the first opinion, that you can keep taking off your clothes and going back in a second, a third, a fourth time. Says the mechaber v'ayte sivtes. Va'omer la'acherim bo'u v'hatzilu lachem kol echad mazon shalosh su'udos. So besides the people in the house that are each allowed to take out 3 sudas worth, the Baal Bayis is allowed to say to other people, come and save for yourselves. A very important lashon, as we see in the Mishabura, bo'u v'hatzilu lachem, come and save for yourselves, every person 3 su'udos worth. Not only that, V'yicholim lilbosh kol ma sheyucha lilbosh. Other people can also come and put on whatever garments they can to save the garments from the fire. And then, imrotzim zochim bo min hahefker. If they want, they can be zoche in the food they took out from the hefker. As we'll see in the Mishabura, the Mechaber says, a kevan sh'amar hatziu lachem. Since the language the Baal Bayis used was, come and save for yourselves, he was really being mafkir and giving it to them, and therefore if they want to take it and keep it for themselves, they can. Vin einam rotzim liskos. If they don't want to keep the food they took out for themselves, elo rotzim lahachziro. Rather, they want to return to the Baal Bayis, lakabel sochar al hatzalosam, in order to get paid for their work for saving the food. Arashus b'yodim, they're allowed to do that as well. Velo haveschar Shabbos, that is not considered getting wages for work on Shabbos. So to summarize the Mechaber in Sivtes, if a person is saving his food from a fire, and he's limited, again, in 2 kelim, to only 3 sudas, he can announce, anyone can come and save whatever they want. So if they then save it, so since he said you could save it for yourselves, if they want, they can keep it from the hefker for themselves. And if they want to give it back to him, they can give it back to him. They can get paid for their work, and that will not be considered an isser of earning schar Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Brura, if katon chaf, he can say bo v'atzu lochem, come and save for yourselves. Aval ein yochol levakshem sheatzilu b'shvilo. He's not allowed to ask other people to save food for him. To lo huter lo ki im gimel suudosa v'atzrichem lo Shabbos. It's only mutter for him to save the three suddas that he needs for Shabbos, so he can't appoint other people to save for him extra food. He only can tell them to save food for themselves. The cost of the chay adam de'evsher de'me'atzman yucholim lahatzil b'shvilo afil yosem mishalos suddas. Zot the chay adam, even though he can't tell them to save more than three suddas worth of food for him, but they are allowed on their own to go in and save whatever they want for him. That which the Shulchan Aruch wasn't matir for them, ki'im shalos sudos, they are limited to three sudos. Hainu dafka g'shem matzilim bishvil atzmam. That is only because they're saving for themselves. So again, if he says, come and save for yourselves, so then each person, klapi himself, he's like the owner. He might get bowl if it takes too much, and he might put out the fire, so he's limited to three sudos. But if you're coming and just doing a favor for your friend, so then you're not bohu, we're not worried, you're going to take out and put out the fire, so then zot chayodim, you would be allowed to take out even more than three sudos, because it's not for yourself, it's for someone else, we're not worrying about the fire, that would be mutter. Sivkotun chaf aleph, the mechaber then said, v'yecholim lilbosh, other people can come and put on clothes as well. Ubaze yachol lomar bov hasilu imi. As opposed to what we just said by the food, he can't say, save food for me, because he's limited to three sudos, and he picked that out himself already. But when it comes to the clothing, he can instruct others to save the clothing for me. Dehainu bishvili. When he says, v'hatzilu imi, what he means to say is, for me. What's the chilek? Dibimizonos mishum de lochazi le ki im gimel sudos. When it comes to food, it's only fit for a normal person to have three sudos in a day. Therefore, if he wants more, he has to tell them to save for themselves. He can't have more than three sudos. Which is not the case by garments. He can go back and forth like we just learned all day, taking the clothes off and getting more. So there's no limitation of what he can actually take out himself. Memela, he's allowed to ask other people to take out for him. Because whatever you can't do, you can't ask someone else to do. So you're only allowed to take out three meals. You can't take out more, so you can't ask anyone to take out more for you. But garments, you can take out as much as you want, as long as you do it the right way. Memela, you would be allowed to ask others straight away to save more garments for you. Humasha Kazavim Rotsim, that which the Mechaber goes on to say, if they want to keep it, they can keep it. If they want to give it, they can give it back. Amazon Koi, that's going back on what the Mechaber was discussing in the beginning, that's going back on the food. Upashut Digam Heim Yecholim Lishot Velasor Velubo Shalhotzi Kamoso. Even though the Mechaber just says he can ask others to take out clothing for him, it's not spoken out explicitly, but Zakta Mishavur, it's Pashut. The same way he can go and make many trips, taking off the clothes and putting them back on, other people that he instructs to do it for him could do the same thing, take out clothing, take them off, come back in, put on more clothing and take it out. The same way he can, they can do that as well. Then the Mechaber said they have two choices. If they want, they can be zeiche in that food they took out, min hefker. The reason was because he said to them, Hatziu lachem, says the Mishnah Berurah Beis, Aval ilo omer hatziu lachem lave hefker. But if he did not say, save for yourselves, he did not make it hefker. Shahaya yocha lomer, because then he's able to say, Ani ha'isi mamtzi li anoshim yisraelim. I could have found other Jews, shahayu matzilin la'atzman, that they would have saved for themselves, they would have brought it back to me. So unless he says explicitly that he's being mafkirit by saying hatziu lachem, we don't assume he's saying hatziu lachem, because he could have found, we don't assume he's being mafkirit, because he wants to maybe keep it, he could have found other people that he would give it to them and they would return it right back to him. Gam shahayisi yocha he also could have been able to save the food through a guy, Kemosha Kosov Sivcha Vav, since he would have had other eitzes, unless he stipulates Hatzil Lachem, we don't assume he was mafkirit and they would not be allowed to take it. Sivkaton Chav Gimel, the Im'enam wrote in Lisko, so they don't want to keep the stuff they took out. Why wouldn't they want to keep it? Mipnei sheyodim shalom mirtzon hefkiru. Because they know he doesn't really want to be mafkirit. He's only mafkirit because otherwise his stuff's going to get burnt up. So it's a way to save it. But he doesn't really want to be mafkirit. So they're uncomfortable taking it. So then they can give it back to him, get paid for it. V'lo havei schar Shabbos. If katan chavdal, it's not considered getting paid for work on Shabbos. Why? Because they did not go down to be day laborers. They weren't going down to get paid for their work. He was mafkirit. He said, so they took it for themselves. Now it's theirs. Now it's Gilo. They're selling it to him. That's not Schar Shabbos. They're not earning money for the work they did on Shabbos. They're giving it to him and he's going to pay them for it. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, if they first return the food to the Baal Bayis, and then they decide they want to ask for wages, so then it depends. During the week, for sure, he has to pay them. Anytime someone does work that benefits you, you have to pay them for it. So he saved your food from the fire, he gave it to you, and now 2 days later, he asks you to pay him for it, you have to pay him for it. However, in this case, there is a svara to say that on Shabbos, it would be Schar Shabbos, acharei shekvar hichzer lo me'atzmo. Since you already gave the food back, and when you gave it back, you didn't ask for money, so you weren't selling the food. You just gave the food back. Shuv lo yochol lomar mehefkera kozochina latzmi. So then they can no longer say that from hefker, they're being mezakeh himself. Because only if they took it, and now they're giving it to him, and he's giving them money right away, then it's okay. But if they took it, and they give it back to him on Shabbos, now they're asking money for later. What are they asking money for? They're asking money to be reimbursed for the work they did for him on Shabbos. That would be a possibility that it would be usher because of Schar Shabbos. Ukeshenotel Schar Shabbos unotel. When he takes it, that would be Schar Shabbos. Ayim b'magen Avram, asher kosev azev, b'shem shilta giborim, v'ayim b'al yirabah, shem mefakfek olav, v'ukta b'magen Avram writes, b'shem shilta giborim, and al yirabah takes issue with it, v'hinei amasher kosev ha-shulchan aruch, on that which the Mechaber writes, the zoche min ha-hefker, that the person who takes it, who's actually zoche from the hefker, when the person said, atziu lochem, writes the b'magen Avram, kosev b'magen Avram, ayim b'chol shem mishpat simen reish nun tes, v'simen shin sam ches, the dina de malchusa de lo mahani yeish, the law of the land is that Yeish in that case will not help. The Efshur, it's possible, the Hokashani here is different. Kevan Shamra Atzil Lachem, since he explicitly said Atzil Lachem, it could be, this would be different. Isavi Gemara, the Gemara writes, the Chosid lo yitel sachar, a Chosid should not take the wages for giving him back his food. The Yeisho levater mishlo buchod over sheishbo nidun aveira. It's better for a person to be levater from his own stuff, anything that has any inkling towards an Avera, since here it's not really so posh, it's not Schar Shabbos, it's bordering slightly, possibly in some scenarios on Schar Shabbos, so Chosid would not take money for it. We'll stop here and continue in the next shir, Mitzvah Shem, with Siv Yud.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shir on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shir, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.